This is Senator Al Simpson. During this bicentennial of our unique Bill of Rights, a survey showed that only one-third of the nation's citizens knew what the document is. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Thomas Jefferson once wrote, "A Bill of Rights is what the people are entitled to against every government on earth." Ted, this powerful Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution, was adopted to guarantee our basic freedoms and to protect us from federal abuse. Last month, we celebrated its 200-year anniversary. Sadly, the recent Bar Association survey showed that only a third of all Americans could correctly identify the Bill of Rights. 50% of those surveyed mistakenly thought the Bill of Rights was either the preamble to the Constitution or any rights bill passed by the Congress. Ted, let's celebrate this historic birthday by dusting off this magnificent document and remembering just what it stands for in this land.
Al, the Bill of Rights may be the most important part of the Constitution, but it didn't begin that way. There might have never been a United States if the Bill of Rights hadn't been added immediately after the Constitution itself was ratified. The original Constitution created the new federal government to govern the country in 1787, but it contained no protection for rights of individuals against abuses of power by the new central government. The colonists had just won their freedom from King George. They weren't about to surrender it to the new government. After intense national debate, the Constitution was ratified, but only with the understanding that a Bill of Rights would be quickly added, and it was. We celebrated the 200th birthday of the Bill of Rights this year. We won't be around, Al, but let's hope that 200 years from now, future generations will be celebrating this precious document that preserves our rights. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the faltering economy. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.